यस्यवाची प्रवर्तते लाभस्तेषां जयस्तेषां कुतस्तेषां पराजय कस्तूरी तिलकं ललाट पटले वक्षस्थले कौस्तुभम् नासाग्रे वरमौक्तिकम् करतले वेणु करे कङ्कणम् सर्वाङ्गे हरिचन्दनम् सुललितम् कंठे च मुक्तावली गोपस्त्री परिवेष्टितो विजयते गोपान चूडामणि हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे.
The point is very clear in this, and it is about the activities which are completely opposite to Krishna conscious activities, that is devotional service of Krishna. You know, there is beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, then how for a very trickle of happiness the living entities take so much responsibility. What is it? Ah, it's Brahma Sanhita lyric, very beautiful verse. Daivenate atadhyo bhavata prasangat. Daivenate atadhyo bhavata prasangat. सर्वाशुभोपशमना विमुखेन्द्रियाय सर्वाशुभोपशमना विमुखेन्द्रियाय कामसुखलेशलवाय दीना लोभाभिभूतमनसो अकुशलानि शश्व गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमः. नैस् लिरिक् न दैवेन ते अथ धियो भवतः प्रसंगात् योर टॉपिक्स प्रसंग मीन्स टॉपिक्स वी आर हत धिया धिया मीन्स इंटेलिजेंस एंड हत मीन्स कंप्लीटली गॉन अस्ट्रे अवर इंटेलिजेंस इज कंप्लीटली मिसगाइडेड एंड बिकॉज ऑफ द मिसगाइडेड इंटेलिजेंस वी आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन योर टॉपिक्स. And he says, because we are not interested in your topics, knowingly or unknowingly, sarva ashubha upashamanat, sarva ashubha upashamanat. These three words are very beautiful. Sarva means all. Ashubha means inauspiciousness. What's your name, son? Agni. Agni, old man. Eh? Arni. Arvind is a difficult name, but he can sing very nice. He sang today, you know, Nursing Dev's prayers. It's good. Good that you are here. Very nice. Nice to see you, eh? So, sarva ashubha upashamnan. Every inauspicious tendency in our life completely is eradicated. But I am unlikely vimukhendriyaye. I am vimukted. I am opposite to it. I don't want to take your name, which has the capacity to eradicate all inauspicious tendencies in our life. But I am not attracted to it, he says. And what I do? Kama sukhas lesha lavaya dina. Lavaya means very little. Very little kama sukha. You know, indriya sukha. Very little trickle of happiness. And you incur so much responsibility. And then you lament. Then why did I do that? But once you have shot the arrow, till you shoot the arrow, it is better to think whether to shoot or not. Once you are shot, then you cannot think. Then you wait where it takes, you know. This is the main thing. We were in Boston, and there is a devotee couple staying outside Grihastha, you know. And since last 20 years they are married. I love you love me marriage, you know. You know that marriage. I love you love me. In Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, there was a girl from France and boy from America. Boy means mature man, you know, 48 years old. And it so happened that, luckily or unluckily, they hired the same rickshaw to go to Lohi Bazaar. You know, in Vrindavan there is a Lohi Bazaar, and we go in cycle rickshaw. Have you seen that rickshaw? You sit and you have to catch it like this. I'm very scared. It will be anytime. So the girl and the boy, I'm sorry, 48-year-old boy, they both were in the same rickshaw somehow the other. While going to Lohi Bazaar, their marriage was fixed. So we call it I love you, love me marriage. It doesn't survive, but it is there. There is a big katha, but we don't want to have marriage katha. We'll have Bhagavad Gita katha. So this Kama Surya, I was giving the example, and it's a living example. Just before 1 month we were in America, and we were in Boston, and that, you know that Maharashtra we went to Antaryami also. We went to his big house, and a mad daughter he had. 20 years they are married, and after 1 year, they had a daughter. So they celebrate, they might have celebrated birth of the daughter. And she is completely mental. And now she is 19-year-old, American body, strong and strong. Eats them both together. And she is mental, she cannot be controlled at all. They said that since 19 years, we are suffering. We had a 1 year marriage. And now they both are exhausted completely. Because there is no cure. They don't want the daughter to be admitted into the mental hospital or drugged or beaten or whatever it is. And they can't take care of her. Such a big house is there, she runs around in the house. The whole house is hers. And for the whole day she's in a, she's ringing somebody, she doesn't know whom. And a boom, so phone bill comes. You know. She rings all over America, all over the world. Yes, she has friends in Singapore, she has friends in North Pole, South Pole, everywhere. And nobody knows what is happening. This is Kama Sukhalesha Lavaya Dina. Just for a trickle of happiness, you see the misery, train of misery. Please, 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 come to the senses and offer yourself to the lotus feet of Krishna. Then Bhajida Kotida Dana, you become like boiled or the roasted seeds. Bhajita means roasted. Kothita means boiled. As soon as the seeds are boiled or roasted, they don't have any capacity to grow. Those boiled or roasted seeds, you may put in the land and you may water it, but they don't have any capacity to grow. Our sense desires, sense gratification, becomes like Bhajita Kathita Dana. Prayo Vijaya Neshyate. It doesn't grow at all. That is how we belong to the community, wherein we are self-satisfied. Because we are after the Supreme Person, who is completely self-satisfied. He doesn't require anybody for his enjoyment. This is the main thing to be understood. As soon as you taste the devotional nectar, the nectar of devotion, as soon as you taste it, you lose the sense of the enjoyment, particularly sense gratification. There is a difference between enjoyment and gratification. This gratification is completely absent in our life. And to the degree it is absent, to that degree you progress in spiritual life. Same gratification and devotional service will go together. They can't. You have to stop. When Prabhupada was here, so many Matajis were writing to him. My husband is like this, my husband is like this, my husband is like this. Prabhupada was tired. So he posted one big notice. He said, my boys are not meant to be good husbands. It's not that they don't take care or anything, but the gratification is absent to the beyond the limit. And then again there is one thing to be understood very nicely, and that is needed to have a healthy and very nice life. If you squander the life from your out of your body, then you don't go anywhere. That material which helps you to understand Krishna and to progress spiritually, that you are already squandering. And as soon as you do that, then you lose the health, you lose the existence, and you are tired of Krishna, and one day you leave Krishna and go out, tired of Krishna, and one day you leave Krishna and go out, and outside you cannot survive. Because here we are habituated to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, dance here, in half sleep, and after deity greeting or Bhagavatam class, the plate of prasadam is ready in front of us. There is no prasadam plate outside ready. And then he disgusted and committed suicide. Let me finish now. This is how, if you go outside, it's suicide. You please some or the other, try to continue with this process outside also. It doesn't make difference, much difference, inside and outside. But the thing is that in these countries, we people are not trained then to live Krishna conscious life outside the temple community. Otherwise it doesn't make any difference. Outside also you can have a nice plate of prasadam. But we are not trained. So till you get very strong, please don't leave the temple community. Don't leave Prabhupada's room. There are so many forces around. But those forces are spiritual forces, maybe appear like that. But any spiritual process minus prasadam is no spiritual process. They may appear like spiritual process, but the follow-up process is completely absent. So please think 1,000 times before you leave the lotus feet of Prabhupada. ISKCON is the only force at the moment who has full capacity to give you the knowledge of spirit and pick you up spiritually and train you to fit into the society. We do not become the lunatics. You have to fit into the society eventually. You have to get married, you have to settle. There are very few souls who can be without marriage. So please remember this, that Prabhupada knew everything, how to pick you up. Prabhupada was so very loving person that not only that he has picked you up, but he nourished you. When he was here in the beginning, all these marriages, they were working outside, and they used to come in lunch hour, and Prabhupada used to cook, feed them, and wash the pots and everything. This is Prabhupada's movement. Very loving movement. Here, everything is complete, full, purnam. Please, if you want to be happy, you think, don't just follow blindly. Don't follow anything blindly. You please think what you are doing. And as soon as you think properly, you will see that the roof of Prabhupada is the best roof we have in the whole of the universe. There is no loving roof like this. Don't just kick out this roof and vanish somewhere else. I would force you to come back if you do that really. I have seen all over the world the living entities are completely disappearing from the Krishna conscious platform, going outside to some other forces. We have to control our sense gratification in that also. As soon as you leave Prabhupada and you follow anything else, it is your sense gratification. It is not spiritual progress. It looks like spiritual progress, but it's illusion. It's a big illusion. It looks like a spiritual progress. You know, there is a gold ornament, and there is rolled gold. It shines more. The rolled gold shines more than the golden ornament. So there is an illusion that this is best, but it doesn't have any value. So this is our place. Come to the substance. Prabhupada has given everything to us. Nothing we are lacking. Nothing. Everything is here. Kopi bhava or whatever bhava you want, all bhavas are here. Don't run around here and there looking at the rolled gold. They may shine for a day, next day it becomes black. And gold may not shine, real gold, but it is always gold. This is how our sense gratification have got to be controlled in this direction. And here we should stop because the time is running out. But I would like to spend few minutes to answer your questions if you have any doubts for it. Karma.
Kama.
Kama. Yes, yes. Kama. Mm-hmm. Yes. The desire which doesn't take you to Krishna is lust. And that is kama. Kama sukha lesha lavayadina. You become completely neglecting living entity. If you run after the kama sukha, you know, you may have desire to enjoy. And there is very fine difference between the desire to enjoy and lust. There is no, practically no difference. But you cannot survive by lust. Lust is only maybe few seconds, few minutes maybe. But you cannot survive. Without it you are happy. Or with a very Vidhayatma, it is known as in Bhagavad Gita, regulated freedom. You may have lust, but it's regulated according to the scriptures. You are allowed to have. Kamasmi Bharadarshama. He says, I am that calm. Kamasmi. I am that calm, he said. But it should be Dharma Aviruddha. Kamasmi Bharadarshama. Rushabhi says, Krishna says, that I am the calm, lusty desire also. But dharma aviruddha, it should not be against the regulated principles. There is our. So calm and lust and desire is same thing. What's your name? Bhakta? Oh, Jai, Jai. Jai. How long you are with Krishna? 1 year. Because you are at the correct place. Are you from Benelux? Please, please, continue here until you get strong. Don't leave incomplete. This process is very complete. You don't lack anything. You are in the best thing by coming here. Serve to the best of your capacity and you will be spiritually elevated and very blissful. You know that, who was making cars, these Rath Yatra cars, what is his name? Huh? Then, he was so very busy making cars, you know, because he was himself engineer and carpenter, etc. So he wanted to make the cars himself. He is the one who started really Rath Yatra cars. So what happened that he was very busy making the cars. So somebody came to him and asked, hey Jayanda, he said, are you spiritually progressing? He said, you forget about it, I don't have time now to think about it. This should be our position. You serve to that capacity. They don't think that I am spiritual progressing. As soon as you think, you are going down. So you please be busy serving. And that is spiritual progress. Because you should remember one thing, that in the spiritual matters, the process and the goal is same. In the material atmosphere, the process is different from the goal. Now suppose you want to become a doctor, then going to the college is not being a doctor. You cannot become a doctor by going to the college. There is a process. But once you get the degree and then you serve in the hospital, you become a doctor. Jai.
Is Radha Gopinath ji ki?
Yes. That would be, please, very nice. We must have a community, you know. That's why we must have big, big land, wherein we can divide the land into pieces, and everything may belong to Radha Gopinath, but some lease has got to be awarded or something. And the community should increase, you know. This is how Prabhupada was dreaming about Varnashram. So nobody should go away, in these countries at least. And in India also now, the things are going from bad to worse. So our community should be very safe. Your idea is very good, provided we can make arrangement. We were always hearing these things, you know, and we were reciting. I was not very really. No, that time reading was not that much. But it was a tradition, family tradition, you know, to sing particularly 12th and 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And sometime we were visiting these Bhagavad Sattas, you know. So some reciters were singing very nicely. So that was ringing in our ears. But every year there was one or two saptas. And the whole community was very much attracted to the temple. Because there was no entertainment facilities that time, no radio even. There was no radio even. There was one radio in the village, and that very rich man had. And we wanted to see it, but we couldn't see it. Then eventually we decided all the children. We were children that time. So we had a meeting. And what is this radio? So somebody says that it speaks, and somebody says that it sings, and somebody says the drum is played, and somebody says that harmonium is playing. So we decided that there must be somebody inside, otherwise it can't be. And the meeting was over. I mean to say, the entertainment, these electronic entertainments, were completely absent. Electricity also was not there. So there was no additional magnetic field. So there was no madness in the community. This additional field is very, very killing. We were in Mauritius, and we have a farm community in Mauritius. And farm is just big like this, and 6-acre farm. And around there are sugarcane fields, because Mauritius is famous for sugarcane. So the big heavy-duty wire was passing over our Brahmachari ashram. And those who stayed Brahmacharis in the ashram, they developed some skin disease. So it went on for years. Then doctors were doubtful that whoever stays here develops that disease. So there must be something wrong. So they came to the community and they found that overhead heavy-duty wire was there. Because of that magnetic field, the skin disease was there. This night is not meant to be lighted for like this. Night is meant to be dark. In Rajasthan we were travelling in India, and there was a village without electricity. And they had the custom that before sunset they were finishing supper and everything, and they go to the top of the house to take rest. And in the morning, dawn, they will get up again. So there was no, very small lamp was there in the house. So the eyes kept very nice. We had oil lamps in our childhood, and oil seeds were supplied from the farm. So eating edible oil also was supplied by the businessman who was crushing the oil seeds with the help of the bullock. Here is a very crude oil mill. With the bullock it was moving. And the oil we were getting for lighting also, and for edible oil also. And we did not have to spend anything. Cow was there, grass was there, everything was, very little money was required. So the life was very peaceful. Again, Srila Prabhupada has really been merciful to us, then he is dragging us from all this so-called advancement to the primitive, very peaceful life. We want to go back, don't want to go ahead. And the whole thing, the whole atmosphere is really making mockery of the human existence. Now we are so very shameless, so very degraded in our relationships, and we are ashamed to look even many times. This is a very degrading condition for the human beings. Human beings are not meant to be like this. I don't know how and when we will come to our senses, but we are losing if we don't come. And if you come, immediately you are enlivened. This process is life. Apart from this process, is living death. Shramayavai Kevalam. It's useless labor. And we don't understand this. Maybe at the moment we are understanding here, Harikatha is going on. So it's very convincing, as you told, that you feel like learning. But no, this momentum has got to be there always. Because you have seen that Paul collapsed here within a second. What guarantee is that we are going to stand? We will also be collapsing one day. And he was lucky that he collapsed here. We'll collapse somewhere in gutter, we'll collapse. But collapse is definite there. How long this is going on? It can't go on. So one remembers the end of the life becomes very sensible. Those who remember always that we have to go and the risky civilization is there, we are riding the cars and aeroplanes and this and that, what guarantee is there that it will not go wrong in the air? So please, till we come, till he gives us the chance, let us put our heads inside for a change. We had so many millions of lives. This is only one life. So Prabhupada said, then why are you miser? Why can't you sacrifice one life for this? No need miser. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. Be happy. Because there are so many risks. When we are apart, we are flying by aeroplane, we are driving the cars, and so many things. This body is temporary, the soul may leave any time. So nothing could be predicted. And the meetings again could never be predicted. So when we see each other, it is the living mercy of the Supreme Person. Otherwise we cannot see each other. Uttara Dharapta Mandunam Panta Sangama Sangama Panta Sangama. It's again in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sangama means come together. All living entities come together in one family or in one group like this. It is just Sangama, Panta Sangama. Panta Sangama means the travelers meet in a common room. Maybe we are at the airport and we are waiting in the lounge and everybody's destination is completely different. We are sitting together but nobody knows who are we and who are they, where are they going, where are we are going. We don't know but we are together. So this is how we come together many times, having so many different ideas and different destinations according to Swakarma, according to the karmas. So please, when we come together under the roof of Srila Prabhupada, he has given us the eternal engagement to glorify Krishna. And that is our eternal constitutional position. So we should utilize every second of our existence and every breath available to our in this body for glorification of Krishna. So we'll chant some names of Krishna. Please, Lavikti, chant after us. And then we'll see Bhagavad Gita. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Jaya Radha.
means may it be glorified, you know. Yashoda's name is there. And Yashoda Nandanam. Yashoda is not only Krishna's mother, but it's very nicely described in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that Yashaha Dadati Iti Yashoda. Yashaha means fame, glorification. As soon as you come to Yashoda, she increases your fame. We are ordinary persons, like ordinary crowd. But we are completely different. People look at us because we chant Krishna's names. That's the only speciality we have. As soon as you come to a mother, Krishna doesn't accept any mother. He only accepts the living entity who increases the glorification of all the devotees. That is Yashava Dadati. Dadati means to give. She grants us that your glorification will be increased. And this is how we become, from ordinary crowd, we become extraordinary because of mercy of Yashoda. And as soon as our glorification is there, he comes as Nandana into our life. Yashoda Nandana. The glorification always pleases us. But we being unflinching devotees of the Lord, we are not elated by our glorification. Common men, they are very elated if they are glorified. For us, fame or defame, it's all the same. For us, these dualities don't exist. And that's why we are not pleased, Nandana, but we are completely in a bliss. There is a difference between the happiness and bliss. Happiness depends upon certain conditions. If I have wife, I will be happy. If I have rasgullas to eat, I will be very much happy. There is a condition. If I see rasgulla, goom. So that is a condition. But the bliss doesn't depend upon any condition. It is bliss. We are completely pleased. It's the ocean of bliss. All our existence becomes without any inability of the material existence. And the first thing goes away from us is the all-killing anxiety. Don't have anxiety at all. Kunta. We are Vikunta without any anxiety. And that is Yashoda Nandana. As soon as you are glorified, you are full of bliss. And where is there is bliss, there is glorification, there is knowledge, and there is eternity, the Krishna is there. That's why he is known as Yashoda Nandana. This is the supreme meaning of these 2 6 letters. As soon as we approach the Yashoda Nandana, then we become Vraja, Vrajajan. And Vraja means to walk. In Vrindavan, everybody walks. That's why it is known as Vrajabhumi. Krishna was walking. He was not driving in a Mercedes car. He could have helicopters, but he is walking behind the cows. Otherwise he could have a helicopter, cow will be walking. No, it is Vraja. And those who want to follow Krishna, they walk. And that's why they are free of the diseases of the stomach. We don't have any disease. The life is very simple. And as much as possible, we try to walk. Here in these countries, so many cars are moving and the people are not walking. So the doctors are very busy. This is how Vraja helps us to have a very healthy life. As soon as there is Yashoda in our life, Nandana is our life, bliss is in our life, we become very healthy because we become Vrajajan. And as soon as we become Brajajana, our feet walk towards the temple. We came here all the way. Wherever we go, we walk to the center. We walk to the place wherein Lord is glorified. May not be any center. There may be some house program or some household altar. But we go to those places. Instead of these places, we never dream to go to the bingo halls or other Kali Yuga mandirs. They are also mandirs, but they are Kali Yuga mandirs. So we don't approach those Kali Yuga mandirs. We want Satya Yuga. And this is our walking also has a purpose. It's not that without purpose you move your legs. You know, they don't walk outside. You know, I don't know. We didn't see here. No, just Prasadam ki. You get Prasadam or Prasadam is alright? He's the only one. Eh? Eating, you don't eat. Then said, you don't supply Prasadam to everybody. Nice to see you, son. You're very happy. Eh? So, the point to be understood, I was telling you, that wherever we went in Australia and Singapore and New Zealand and Fiji also, they don't walk outside. And in the sitting room, there is a walking, that belt, you know. Have you seen it? You didn't see anywhere. We didn't see here, I think. Yeah. You should have a belt, you know, inside walk. And the belt is moving on. Electricity is there. And we love electricity. Walking also we want electricity. This is a silly thing. If you walk to the temple. And then you go to see Krishna. Here on the belt you walk and you are nowhere in the same room. And the meter is moving 15 miles we have gone. This is a silly thing we have created. This is not Vraja. This Vrajajana are very simple. When you go to India, you go to Vrindavan, and you will not find a single fat person. We were in America, we were in Boston, and we went to supermarket to find out some milk and this and that. And everything was non-fat. Atal went searched the whole supermarket. Everything was non-fat. You know? And everybody is fat. I told, nothing is with the fat here. How the people are fat. It's a silly thing. You cannot remove the fat. By removing the fat, you cannot remove the fat from the body. In order to remove the fat from the body, you have to become Vrajajana. You walk. That's it. And there is no fat there. In India, nothing is non-fat. And everybody is slim. Actually, if you want to slim, you go to Dwarka or somewhere, and without asking, you will be half of the body by the time you come back. And maybe one quarter, I don't know. And our drainage will be full of the dirt. So this is how. Please. You've just come to our senses. Follow Yashoda Nandana. Make your life successful. And as soon as you see Yashoda Nandana, you are bound to become Brajajana. Because everybody wants happiness. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko. And all lokas, everybody of us, sukhaya for the happiness. Karmani karoti. We all perform activities in order to have the happiness. Happiness is here. Happiness is not anywhere else. And as soon as you become Brajajana, you rejuvenate your body. That we forget. By walking, we rejuvenate our body. Is this sleeping? I thought that we were meditating. So, this is how we should be very careful about this. I'll give you one example, you know, how this Vrajajana helps us. Before 20 years, I saw one lady in London. There is a boy from Manor here. But, you may not know, before we had Soul Street Temple, there was another temple, Bari place. Somebody may know here. I don't know. It was a small place. And it was a nice wooden temple we had inside. So I was grihastha at that time. I was visiting the temple. So we were in Mangalarati. One lady was standing, you know, always. And with all the body covered, she was very old.
I thought that she, this lady will not survive for 1 week even. She was so very old and weak, and I thought she is just passing away. It's good that she is attending Maharaj. Here, this hall is a very, very particular hall. Our Paul left body here. Radhanath is very cruel. Our Gopinath. He just takes away. So this lady, I was really worried about her. That within a week, I think she will just pass away. And to my surprise, today, she is the Sankirtan lady first. And it is 20 years. I don't know. The life is here. The death is outside. I mean to say in houses. In the grihastha life, so called. Death is there. You come here and you are rejuvenated. Why we die? That is Vrajajan. She is the first, she has all moved about whole world, and in London now since last years. She is the first Sankirtan lady. She goes every day outside. She sells books and all. This is Vrajajan. I have seen with my own eyes so many people just getting the health. You don't do anything else. You just in the evening, you start visiting the houses. You have so much exercise you have for Krishna. And visit the houses, request them to chant Krishna's names. Some houses may allow you, some may not allow you. Your health cannot go down with Krishna. And if it is down, keep courage and pick yourself up. This lump is always dragging us down. So we have to keep up. This is Vrajajana. And as soon as you go to Yashodanandana and you become Vrajajana, then he Ranjana, he is always trying to please you. That is Ranjana. This is the meaning of Yashodanandana. Vrajajana, Ranjana. And as soon as you understand these lines like this, then the love develops automatically. This is a prema stage. There must be very clear understanding of the names of Krishna and why we are doing it, and automatically you jump to the last stage. All these 9-10 stages you skip and you go to love, you know, love stage, break. Please chant very lovingly. Jaya Yashoda Nandana, Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana, Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana. So we look to the, yeah, we look to the second chapter. The second chapter is very important. And before we go to any verse in Bhagavad Gita, we should recite 4 verses. There are 3 verses in Bhagavad Gita. 10th chapter, verse number 8, 9, 10, and 11. They should be very easy to understand. They are known as Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. In 4 verses, the whole Bhagavad Gita is summarized. It is very easy to understand and very loving to recite. And then we go to the particular verse from 2nd chapter. But first, please recite after me the 4 verses. Anybody knows the verses? Father, you are coming there. Father? Years ago, you are here. Chai! So that's very nice. So you will recite, eh? I'll keep quiet. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yes, sir. मच्छिता मध्य प्रण दुष्यन्ते च
रणन्ते
च सततयुक्तानां भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकम्. दिस् वर्ड् प्रीति, यु नो, वि शुड् प्रोनौन्स् इट् करेक्ट्लि. द करेक्ट् प्रोनौन्सियेशन् विल् गिव् यु द करेक्ट् मीनिङ्ग्. अदर्वैस् इफ् यु चेञ्ज् द प्रोनौन्सियेशन् यु केनाट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् करेक्ट् मीनिङ्ग्. Pri is long and ti is small. So when we pronounce it, it should be Pri-ti. Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam priti-purvakam. Tesham satatayuktanam भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकम्. ददामि बुद्धियोगं तम् येन माम् उपयान्ति ते. तेषामेव अनुकम्पार्थम् अहम् अज्ञानजम् तमः नाशयामि. आत्मभावस्थो ज्ञानदीपेन आस्पृता. दीस् आर् द फोर् वर्ड्स् एण्ड् वेरि ईज़ि टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् एण्ड् वेरि नैस्लि कुड् बि सम्. And singing gives us the pranayama. What do you call in English pranayama? Breathing through the air. See, first verse, first line we are taking. Aham.
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 All can be gone. This is pranayama. Our breathing exercises also are with Krishna. Nothing is without Krishna. In Bhagavatam, as we have seed verses, these are known as seed verses. Seed verses, we have four in Bhagavad Gita. The same way we have four verses in Bhagavatam. We'll see tomorrow morning. But in the second seed verse of Bhagavatam, it is very clearly stated by Krishna himself that rutayatam yat pratiyata na pratiyata jatmani tad vidyat atmano mayam yatha vaso yatha tama. Very beautiful words from Bhagavatam. Rutayatam yat pratiyata, whatever appears to be existing without connecting me, without connection, having connection to me, then tad vidyat, you must know that atmano mayam, it is my maya. Without me, anything you perform, that is maya. Without offering him, we take anything, food, then it is maya. Without remembering him, you do any activity, it is maya. Without him, your house is completely without Krishna, then it is full of maya, illusory energy. Your life is without Krishna, it is full of illusory energy. Complete gone, wasted. This is the main thing to be understood. So our pranayama also, we don't go to the meditation centers and pay them money and catch our own dose. No, we don't do that. We take money and force them to chant Krishna's names. And this is pranayama. See here. Aham. Sarvasya. Prabhavo. You go on. Till you can sing. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, natha sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajante maam, buddha bhava samanvita. And the more lovingly you chant, you get the result of the breathing exercise also. This is how our Shastras, they are all gay, they are all very nicely could be sung. And we should always sing. That is Narad Muni teaches us to sing. He glorifies Krishna's name, doesn't do anything else at all. He doesn't glorify Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. If he chants Coca-Cola, he will be on the land. Because he glorifies Krishna, he can go from one planet to the other planet. Otherwise he will fall down immediately. This is the main thing to get this. This verse is very potent to understand also. Aham sarvasya prabho. I am the source of everything. Matara sarvam pravartate. From me everything emanates. And those who want to understand this, those who want to study these two qualities of Krishna, that how he is source of everything and how everything emanates from him, they should go to third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, commit to Kapil Deva's instruction and study Bhagavatam and substantiate the research of these two qualities. This is the real research. The devotees should not waste time. Study Bhagavad Gita and substantiate from Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't waste your time meditating on your death or meditating on something else. You forget everything and you come to the pages of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. That is the source of everything. Because it is non-different from Krishna. He says, I am the source of everything. Bhagavad Gita is source of everything. Bhagavatam is the source of everything. You don't require anything else at all. You must have these two scriptures with you, and that's enough, more than enough. If at all you are not able to do this much, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, you please, we would request you very earnestly that you keep any small book of Srila Prabhupada. Maybe Easy Journey to Other Planets or King of Knowledge or Nicely Gifted. Always carry. And you study one book thoroughly. It will give you the taste, the supreme taste of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we would not have to force you to read Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. That one book will instigate you to go to these scriptures. And you will never waste your time. And those who engross in one book written by Srila Prabhupada and then go to Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is at their disposal. Everything. As soon as you stop this, the scarcity starts. Otherwise there is no scarcity. Please remember this. These two qualities, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matva Sarvam Prabhava. Iti Matva Bhajante Mam. Those who know these two qualities, they bhajante mam, they worship. It's very easy answer. We have to answer to the people. They will ask you, then why are you worshipping Krishna? Why not Shiva? Why not Ganesh? Why not A, B, C, D, E, F? So we can tell them that nobody can, even Shiva Bhagwan. Shiva is very powerful. But he can't tell these things. That Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. It's only Krishna can get them. This is the supremacy of Krishna. No other demigod or nobody else can claim that I am the supreme source of everything. There are so many incarnations in India particularly. And here also now they are growing very fast. But there is too much rain here. The incarnation was a problem. But please remember that these two qualities are definitely Krishna's qualities. Nobody else can claim that he is the source of everything. Nobody can claim that from him everything emanates. And once the living entity knows that this is the person who is the supreme source and from whom everything emanates, then iti matva, he knows this. Vajante mam, he becomes shivered into it. He becomes a devotee then. He is completely shivered off. And if you don't come to Krishna, then even then they shave off. But then here they leave and here they leave. That shaving is not complete. So you are completely shaved off. And I have a nice shika. This is how. We are lunatics if you don't come to this. And then the next verse is very important. Tesham satatiktana. Those who become devoted. Then how they behave. It's not tesham, but machitta bhagatprana. As soon as you become devoted to Krishna, then there is nobody else in your mind. This mind is meant for Krishna. If you fill the mind with Krishna, then there is nothing else to go in. You cannot be attracted to any girl or to any bingo halls or Kali Yuga Mandir. I can't do it. It is very nice. Yes, show it. Come on, I can't do it. He shows very nice. What is it? Jai. The doctor of drinking. He was telling me yesterday that he was staying in the temple, but at the weekend he was there. Now since 4 or 5 years he is starving. They have stopped it. And they are losing money, you know, Kali Yuga Mandir. This is how, please. There is nothing else. The mind should be completely different. Savai Manaha Krishna Madhara Vindaya. Always we should go to the lotus feet of Krishna. Machitta, Madhgat Prana. Our lives are devoted for it. Go for Sankit and do service here. Such a big community we are maintaining. It's one of the best communities in the world. Take it from me. We are moving around. It's very few committees. All congratulations to you all people. Please continue to support other, improve Bhagavad Seva, and develop these communities so that the unity can share the shelter and outside in the world. It's a blessing for everything. It's so much sarvasam, sarvasam in misery. People must come here. And I wish really very heartily, I wish through my heart that the girls should come here. Girls are getting exploited out in downstream and everything. And girls must be here. This community should have so many Mataji there. Because that is the mockery of the human existence of the world. Anyway, Machitta, Madhgat Prana, and then Bodhayanta Parasparam. When they meet each other, they talk about Krishna. Kathayanta Chamam Nityam. Always they talk about me. Tushyanti Charamanti Char. They are completely satisfied and relish the talking of Krishna. This is devotee. This is the only one verse in Bhagavad Gita how devotee should behave. Machitta, come on. Machitta, Madhgat Prana, Bodhayantaha, Parasparam, Kathayantascha, Mam Nityam, Tushyanti Cha, Charamanti Cha. And once you become devotee like this, then Tesham Satati Yuktana, those who are always engaged in these things, then Dadami Buddhi Yoga, he promises that I give you the devotional service. I give you the linking intellect by which you can eventually you come to me. This is very easy. And Tesham Eva Nukampada, in order to be merciful to them, those who are always engaged in me, in order to be merciful to them, Tesham eva anukampatam, aham, I, adnyanajam tamaha, the ignorance which comes out of the darkness of ignorance, I completely destroy it. How jnana dipena basuka, by the lamp of transcendental knowledge, I destroy the darkness of ignorance from their heart. And once the darkness is removed, it's all light. And you pick yourself up, your health increases, your prosperity increases, and everything increases through this. As soon as you discard this process given by Śrīla Prabhupāda, then we destroy ourselves. We commit spiritual suicide by then. So these are the four verses, please remember. And then we go to second chapter, verse number 70. Is it time? We'll see how long it goes. 270. And that verse could be really nicely sung again. Yes. We'll see. Apuryamana Achala Pratishtam. 270. Have you Bhagavad Gita? You have come to Bhagavad Gita class. Nobody has Bhagavad Gita. You are in our Indian language, it is very nicely said that the barber comes without a razor. Barber has to cut the and shave, you know. So he must have razor with him. You are all barbers without razor. So please, from tomorrow, you carry Bhagavad Gita 24 hours a day, at least in the class. Yes, 70 years. Apuryaman Achala Pratishtam Samudramapa Pravishanti Yadvat Tadvat Kamayam Pravishanti Sarve Sashanti Mapnoti Nakamakami Puryamanam Achala Pratishtam Samudramapa Pravishanti Sarve Tadvat Kamayam Pravishanti Sarve Sashanti Mapno Tinakamakami. The meaning is beautiful. We go to the meaning because we haven't got the written verse, so you will not be able to sing. Those who have Bhagavad Gita should sing. Yes. Apuryamanam Achala Pratishtam Samudramapa Shanti Yadvaya Pravishanti Sarve Sajanti Vato. Very good. Are you guest? You don't stay here. Oh, very nice. Nice to hear you. You should learn Bhagavad Gita. You sing very nice. You learn, please, those four verses. You know, from 10th chapter, verse number 8, 9, 10, and 11. And you please, we are here tonight, tomorrow morning also. You come, I'll show you. You know, there are 2-3 lyrics. We'll pick up soon. What's your name? We have to change your name. We have to change your name. Okay. You come, Philip, okay? Very nice thing to see. Mataji, for a change. No, Mataji. Mataji is key. Apuryamanam Achala Pratishtam Samudramapa Pravishanti Yadvat Tadvat Kamayam Pravishanti Sarve Sashanti Tinakamakami. Apuryamanam, always being filled. Achala Pratishtam, steadily situated. Samudram, the ocean. Apaha, waters. Pravishanti, enter. Yadvat, as. Tadvat, so. Kamaha, desire. Yam, unto whom. Pravishanti, enter. Sarve, all. Saha, that person. Shantim, peace. Apno, achieves. Na, not. Kama kami, one who desires to fulfill desires. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. Srila Prabhupada ki. Please repeat. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace. And not the man
who strives to satisfy such desires. Now we'll hear Shri Rupa. Please hear. Although the vast ocean is always filled with water, it is always, especially during the rainy season, being filled with much more water. But the ocean remains the same, steady. It is not agitated, nor does it cross beyond the limit of its brink. That is also true of a person fixed in Krishna consciousness. As long as one has the material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. The devotee, however, is not disturbed by such desires because of his fullness. A Krishna conscious man is not in need of anything because the Lord fulfills all his material necessities. Therefore he is like the ocean, always full in himself. Desires may come to him like the waters of the rivers that flow into the ocean, but he is steady in his activities and he is not even slightly disturbed by desires for sense gratification. That is the proof of a Krishna conscious man. One who has lost all inclinations for material sense gratification, although the desires are present. Because he remains satisfied in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he can remain steady like the ocean and therefore enjoy full peace. Others, however, who want to fulfill desires, even up to the limit of liberation, what to speak of material success, never attain peace. The fruity workers, the salvationists, and also the yogis who are after mystic powers are all unhappy because of unfulfilled desires. But the person in Krishna consciousness is happy in the service of the Lord, and he has no desires to be fulfilled. In fact, he does not even desire liberation from the so-called material bondage. The devotees of Krishna have no material desires, and therefore they are in perfect peace. So
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोष्ट स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्प तरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Sikandar Par Kala Vilasam Kishore Chandram